This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as investigators in New York will be able to seek President Trump's financial and tax records. The U.S. Supreme Court announcing a ruling from justices 7-2 saying that the president is not immune to investigations by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The case stems from U.S. House demands for access to the president's records. First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
President Trump is expected to take what the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien calls significant action against China within the next few days because of its Hong Kong security law.
We have Hong Kong that's basically been annexed by the Communist Party of China, and they're imposing their will on a free and democratic people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he would rejoin the World Health Organization on his first day in office. He said on Twitter yesterday that Americans are safer when the United States is engaged in improving global health. His tweet coming one day after the Trump administration did formally withdraw the United States from that organization. The U.S. Justice Department's launching a new effort to help fight a recent surge in violent crime. The DOJ announcing Operation Legend, which it says will be a coordinated law enforcement initiative, allowing federal agencies to team up with local departments. This is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
A Republican group that's opposing President Trump's re-election has released a new ad in which it slams his allies in the U.S. Senate. The ad from the Lincoln Project features the names and images of over a dozen Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, accusing them of putting loyalty to President Trump ahead of their loyalty to the nation. A visitation's being held today for the late country rock star Charlie Daniels, who died at 83 a few days ago. A visitation will run from 10 this morning till 8 this evening Central Time in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Daniels' funeral service will then be tomorrow morning in Murfreesboro. Travis Tritt and Vince Gill, among the country stars, expected to perform at the funeral tomorrow. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is skipping a traditional induction ceremony this year. A virtual event is going to be live streaming instead on HBO Max on the 7th of November. The ceremony was originally going to be on May 2nd of this year. It was then canceled because of the pandemic. And the parents of a young girl in Maryland say she reeled in a working cell phone while fishing in a Maryland river recently. The six-year-old pulled up the phone that was in a waterproof case. It belonged to another child who was amazed it still worked after being in the water so long. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there for you. Our next guest, Bruce Boies, is the author of a new explosive book called Cold Comfort, One Man's Struggle to Stop the Illegal Marketing of Powerful Opioid Drugs and Saves Lives. His is a story of a top pharmaceutical sales manager, 24 years, became an unintended whistleblower that ended up costing him his job. And I would even think that as can be the case with some whistleblowers, and especially when you're dealing with powerful entities like the pharmaceutical industry, a lot is at risk, and he paid an immense price to be the whistleblower and call out. And this is what happens when you have one man with a conscience that whose moral compass is being so violated that he has to blow the whistle on a company that he was so vested in and so involved in, and to think that he was part and parcel, and the people that he had hired and people that he worked alongside, that they were part and parcel of this opioid, you know, drug marketing plan that had been developed by, a company that he worked for. If you can imagine that, I mean, it's incredible. So we're waiting to connect with him right now. We do have him. Okay. Bruce is with us right now. Bruce, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here, Bruce, to tell your story. So tell our audience, I mean, you're working for this company, this pharmaceutical company. You're well vested. You're there as a sales manager. And suddenly you become an unintended whistleblower, right?
Correct. It was in around 2000, and I was running my district, and we were at a national meeting. And I had a rep that actually came to me and said, you know, the other managers, they're passing on these huge bonuses. And I said, I'm sorry. And how is that coming about? Mm-hmm. And as you well know, probably an off-label prescription is permissible under the law by a physician. Mm-hmm. It is illegal to be done off-label out of indication in a promotion by a pharmaceutical company. And that's what they were doing. And
so when you say out of indication, so our audience understands, you know, pharmaceuticals, sure, this business is, second nature for you. What does that mean, out of indication?
Well, an out of indication, the FDA approves drugs that are indicated for certain medical conditions. For example, you could have a drug that's approved for seizures, and then it has a package insert. The package insert then describes all the data that's involved, all the pharmacological information. Mm-hmm. That would be like starting dose, maintenance dose, side effects, studies that are involved, safety profile, the whole nine yards. That would be an on-label.
That's that slip of paper that comes to you in eight-point type, right?
That no one reads, right?
Right, exactly.
And so what this company was going to do was this company had saturated the market for the on-label indications of the drugs. They decided to go off-label and promote all their drugs on different indications that weren't approved by the FDA.
Oh, so they were saying they were assigning, self-assigning an indication that was outside of the indication by the FDA then?
On all their drugs.
On all, right across the board.
Right, wow. Right across the board.
And you didn't know about this?
And I had no idea. I was promoting the products on label. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea that this was what was afoot. In fact, I thought it was just an area manager that was trying to get a leg up on the other competition within the company. Mm-hmm. And I went through the hierarchy of the company to try to get it changed, and I was pretty much shut down.
Uh-huh. So then at that point, you realize this is what they're doing. And I've been in marketing most of my life, and I know that you know, what you reward is what you'll get. So more of this off-label type of participation, and they were incentivizing the sales staff, the marketing team, and rewarding them. But your group was not being rewarded because you didn't want to play the game.
Correct. And so what occurred is that, you know, I got demoted, and then later I lost my job. But I really wasn't looking to be a whistleblower. I was just trying to save my job and correct the wrongs that were going on in the company. Little did I know it went all the way up to the CEO. And at that point, I decided I was just going to get another job, get my resume together, and go get another job because I had done very well in the industry.
Right.
And a nurse called, and she said, hey, look, would you do something about this? Because it's in the Wall Street Journal talking, the CEO is talking about, you know, their off-label promotion, and they not their off-label promotion, but their off-label scripts.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't admitting that they were promoting off-label. He's just saying, you know, we're getting these huge increases, and I don't know where they're coming from. And she goes, you know that's crap. And
right.
I said, I know. Yeah. And I said, and she just went on and on and on, and I just want to get away from it. So I said, oh, sure, I'll do something, not really thinking about it. Well, her sister was FBI out of Texas, and so her sister then got a hold of OCI, which is Office of Criminal Investigation. Those are the federal agents for the FDA. Mm-hmm. And then I worked closely, really almost a couple of years, actually, with those folks.
So meanwhile, what's going on with their stock? Their stock's got to be skyrocketing with this newfound profit center that they found.
Oh, the stock price went from a dollar to $2.50 to $89 a share.
Wow. In how much time?
Within I would say that this sort of explosion happened from probably around 2000 to maybe 1999 to around 2003, 2004.
Wow, that's unheard of. I mean, you got to know there's a flag right there. You guys, you know, that doesn't put the crosshairs on your company. And of course, you're publicly traded, so all this stuff is fully disclosed as far as, you know, the money that's coming in. And so how was this associated with opioid drugs?
Well, there was three drugs in the first case I had against them. It was Gabatril, and that was indicated for seizures. And it was Provigil that was indicated for excessive daytime sleepiness with narcolepsy. And then it was Actique, which is indicated for breakthrough cancer pain. And most of those patients were terminally ill, and they would soon die. But that's what the original indications were for. And Gabatril was then on off-label promotion in anxiety. And Provigil was an off-label indication for MS fatigue, and then Actique was for low back pain and also for migraine patients.
Mm-hmm. So you have these three drugs now. Is there an opioid strain involved in these drugs, or?
Well, the Actique product is a fentanyl.
Okay.
And so that's the opioid drug. It was fentanyl was the opioid drug.
I'll tell you, there's so much that we're hearing today, not only about opioids, but certainly, you know, what Bruce has been sharing with us. I mean, you know, for example, we hear about hydroxychloroquine in the era of COVID-19. So we're getting even more background and understanding of the whole pharmaceutical process. And we got more from Bruce and his book, Cold Comfort, after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, like we've been saying, you knew it wasn't going to be easy because We've been off track for a long time, and that's what I call the grief to happiness ratio. In order to get back into that happiness zone, we've got the difference between grief and, you know, and this is another one of those stories that Bruce Boyd is relating to us, where we're so far off the mark, where greed has led us down a yellow brick road of, you know, seeming opportunity, but ethics and morality out the door here. His book, Cold Comfort, One Man's Struggle to Stop the Illegal Marketing of Powerful Opioid Drugs and Save Lives, is his latest book. Bruce, why the title, Cold Comfort? What's the significance of that?
Cold Comfort is actually can be described as a legal term. It is really a settlement that you really don't want.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It's really cold comfort is no comfort in the settlement, is it?
I see. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Well, that's application. So I appreciate the understanding there, and because this is really what the pharmaceutical industry and this is a well established model. This has been going on for years, right? This isn't just something that was developed by your company that you were working with, right?
No. Actually, there's been larger companies and really big companies that have had huge fines. And Pfizer had 4 fines over a decade period. But what they made in billions of dollars in this period of time, it was just the cost of doing business.
Exactly, and they factor that in. They know going into it, okay, because that's all that's going to happen to them is a fine. A CEO or a research engineer is not going to end up in jail over this, right?
Correct. With Cephalon / Teva, the overall deal in the 14-year period of time for the two different cases that I had against the company, they made around $30 billion. And actually, their fine was about $425 million.
Big deal. Right, exactly. So when they're under scrutiny and they know they're being investigated, meanwhile, they're just, you know, Katie, bar the door. I mean, we'll just keep selling and moving this stuff as much as possible because we're going to have expenses to offset after this thing is all said and done, right? I mean, it wasn't like you got some sort of injunction to stop them from selling the product.
Not at all. In fact, the lead investigator, Greg, that was on 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago, he actually worked. He was my lead investigator when I was working with the FDA as an undercover informant, and he had enough evidence where he could have shut the company down, and the FDA really took him off the case, didn't want him to do that. Because they didn't want somebody going after a white-collar crime like that. And Greg eventually left the FDA and went to a different agency. And so, it's an amazing cross-currents. You get into it, and you think you're doing the right thing to try to be a patient advocate and save patient lives, and then you realize, oh my gosh, it's not just the pharmaceutical company that's involved. It's the FDA that's involved. It's the court system. It's just people just passing along. There's some, evil people with it, but there's people that just don't care, and they just wind up, look the other way, which is horrible.
Bruce, this is collusive. I mean, how did they get into the court system and the FDA? I mean, are we talking, part of the cost of doing business is, some under the table incentivizing?
You just have a system that, if you got a company that has a lead counsel, and the company's lead counsel then all of a sudden shows up in the federal court that you have off-label cases or false claims cases.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to turn around as a court to turn around and say, we really can't accept your judgeship because you're a conflict of interest.
Okay, help me understand. Maybe I got lost here for just a moment. How is a judge? Where is the judge in conflict of interest in this particular case?
Well, you wind up, what occurred with this was that the company had a lead counsel, and the lead counsel came from the DOJ.
Right.
And that same person then took a judgeship.
Formerly they were with DOJ, now they're a judge. So they're already immersed and compromised in the situation to begin with, right?
Correct.
So they bring that to their next job. Oh, yeah, happens to be a judge. So now here you've
got...
And
Bill, that happens all the time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's kind of like what we're seeing with the FBI. I mean, you can't expect the FBI to investigate itself. But that's what we're doing. And that's where we are right now because, again, this is one of the negative arguments about having such a huge bureaucracy. And something like this can, you know, I imagine it's much easier in this particular arena to go under the radar. Now, there's been lots of controversy and a lot of finger pointing towards the pharmaceutical industry. But it's like one of those things that you get different ideas and pieces and parts of the puzzle, but you don't get the whole puzzle or a bigger part of it, like what you're giving us in Cold Comfort. I mean, this really speaks of something that's systemic and endemic to an industry.
Yeah. In the book, I talk about all the different components that the cross currents and some of the things that, you know, my counsel and myself went against trying to bring the two cases to fruition. I mean, it was amazing what was going on. And in some ways, almost overwhelming to a point.
Wow, Bruce. I mean, I imagine as you're going through this experience. I mean, how close to a nervous breakdown did you get? I mean, this is stressful.
It was very stressful. It was very stressful. I had a, you know, it's one of the things that you and I do pretty well under fire. Mm-hmm. I actually perform pretty well under fire.
Well, you're a sales manager, so managers,
right.
We develop that outer cortex that comes in helpful.
Right, right.
But even still, I mean, that's not to deny there isn't a lot of stress that you're having to deal with.
Quite a bit, actually. You know, and when I wore the wire, you know, I'm not trained or used to wearing a wire. I had no idea. I'm walking down the hallway and They put the mic in your clavicle area and run the wire down your side and put the battery in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why the battery didn't stay in my pocket. And it's swinging outside of my pants pocket.
No way.
Walking down the hallway. And here's the senior vice president walking towards me, starting to greet me, saying, "Hey, Bruce, how you doing?" And I'm thinking, holy moly, you talk about sweating bullets.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, your battery's hanging outside from a line. Yeah, I'm just here kind of just innocently wanting to have a conversation, just make sure everything's well documented, right? Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, like you say, you're not, this isn't what you do for a living, you know, going in and wearing a wire and doing all this. And it's like, wow, I mean, who wouldn't get clammy in that kind of experience?
I was in a doctor's office, and I got a call, and I was getting a signature for samples to an office that we were trying to promote off-label of all the drugs we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a call, and I said, "Excuse me, I got to take the call." And they said, no problem. The doctor's got to sign the sample request. And I stepped away, and the lead investigator said, "Hey, Bruce, this is great. We got DOJ on the line. They want to introduce themselves." And it was literally like six different lawyers that want to take the time to introduce themselves. And here I'm in the doctor's office getting a signature for the samples for the off-label promotion of the drug. Okay. So there were times that you had to wear several hats at the same time. It might have looked funny.
Okay. Can you imagine? That's incredible. 30 seconds left, Bruce. You and I could be talking for an extended amount of time, and we need to have you come back. What's the bottom line here after all is said and done with 20 seconds left?
The bottom line is that people need to be their own advocate. They need to ask questions. If they go to a doctor's office, ask the question, "What am I getting a script for? What am I getting a script for? Is it an off-label script?" And make those judgments on their own.
Okay, the name of his book is Cold Comfort. Bruce Boyes, thank you, Bruce.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as investigators in New York will be able to seek President Trump's financial and tax records. The U.S. Supreme Court announcing a ruling from justices 7-2 saying that the president is not immune to investigations by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The case stems from U.S. House demands for access to the president's records. First-time unemployment claims are down again week to week, but still above a million. Initial claims totaling 1.3 million last week, 99,000 fewer than the week before. However, the Labor Department says while the number of new claims keeps going down, nearly 33 million Americans are still claiming benefits, largely because of COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the option, what it all comes down to. I mean, this is the way our founding fathers, considered it. And all that was involved in the U.S. Constitution, if you didn't get a chance over the holiday weekend, 4th of July, as I encouraged you to reconnect with the U.S. Constitution, hey, do it right away. And again, as you read the U.S. Constitution with you and your family or your friends in socially, properly socially distanced areas, you again will fall in love with our founding fathers and with this document. It is the basis of what the American dream is all about. It's the very thing that these antithetical forces out in the streets, whether it's Black Lives Matter, Antifa, even the establishment Democrats and bureaucrats in D.C., what they're trying to tear down, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to tear down this great American experiment that Ronald Reagan himself said is nothing that's passed in the bloodstream. It is something that has to be handed off like a relay race. That baton needs to be handed off to the next generation, and that next generation needs to be prepared to grab that baton and take off. But what's happening is so much of this new generation, because it's been so indoctrinated by these liberal professors in college campuses that we've paid $250,000 per education. They have hijacked the system, hijacked the brains of our young people and this next generation, and they are thinking about socialism. This is unbelievable, but we'll talk more about that in just a moment. My good friend Dan Perkins joins us now, nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host. He's here with us right now. Mr. Dan, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm fine. It's good talking to you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. It's been too long, and I appreciate the note, and it's just been one of those lousy oversights. It's all on me, but we're here now. Hey, we had a topic, and we will get into that topic, but I first wanted to get your response on this latest SCOTUS decision. I've been concerned about this from day one, that SCOTUS, you know, may subject President Trump's records and open them up, and I thought it was quite, you know, convoluted the way they did this. They said that Congress doesn't have a right to see it, but yet they're allowing New York, the Attorney General, to have access to the president's financials and IRS documents. But what prompted that was Congress. So I don't understand the convoluted logic and how they would, tell Congress, no, you don't have access, but yet allow the Attorney General for New York to have access. And that was prompted by what Congress had put into motion.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's highly convoluted and not really typical of this court. This court has come across, at least in my opinion, as being very very pointed, very specific, very measured in all of their rulings. And I don't understand. I would love to hear any of the justices explain the decision. I haven't heard anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you know, are we going to allow the state courts, are we going to allow the federal courts to dictate what Congress can't have, but what a state court can have, which seems to me way out of bounds for what the Supreme Court should be doing. Mm-hmm. But it's representational, Bill, of part of the problem that we have talked about, and you talked about in your opening monologue. We've got a situation where our colleges and universities and high schools and elementary schools are in a situation where the teachers are indoctrinating and brainwashing our children to not even teach American history.
Exactly.
You know, when you look at what happened over last weekend, when in upstate New York, a statue of Frederick Douglass was taken down, thrown over a fence, and damaged beyond repair. If you're Black Lives Matter people, why are you taking probably one of the strongest personalities in the history of our country, anti-slavery, and defile his image? Why did they take down the statue in Golden Gate Park of the Army general in the Civil War who was an abolitionist and ran the Underground Railroad? It's because they have no idea who these people are. They're taking statues down because of what they look like.
Well, we're shed, Dan, though. It's not about race. The racial issue right now is just a reason du jour. That's all it is. There's no substance to it other than it's a wedge issue. They're taking full advantage. This is the playbook of anarchists, Saul Alinsky, communists from day one. They've been doing this. In fact, even, you know, to be honest about it, even America has done that. We did that in Iran. You know, we caused irritation, dissatisfaction with the status quo because we wanted to change out the leadership. And so this is happening. So now guess what? It's happening here in America, and the playbook is being worked on us, but people are so duped, they don't even realize. I mean, it isn't, you know, it's not about Black Lives Matter. I mean, that's all. It's a great campaign slogan, as Newt Gingrich told us last week in my conversation with him. Excellent campaign and rallying point, but the problem is that in much the same way as Colin Kaepernick, there's no substance. It's all about a bumper sticker, but the substance is about as thick as the bumper sticker, because it's not about what they say. It's not about Black Lives Matter.
Well, not only is it not about Black Lives Matter, blacks don't even lead the movement.
Yes.
Blacks are not on the lines. I wrote a commentary a couple of weeks ago about analysis of one in every five rioters in Washington, New York City, and Los Angeles. In Washington, D.C., they found 63% of the people were white. In New York, it was 65%. Mm-hmm. In California, it was 53%. So the even the people on the streets are not majority black. And what's most surprising is that the most aggressive, the most dangerous, the most destructive are white college-educated women.
Mm-hmm.
They are the most aggressive people. And I think it's because of what you said earlier, of what's being done to them and men, but men and women also, in the colleges and universities, of these liberal professors on how they are attacking the country and doing everything they can to try and disrupt the status quo. And I think... I hope I'm not Pollyannish, Bill, but I think that one of my passions is the American Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And the high water mark for the South in the Civil War was the bloody angle at Gettysburg in the battlefield, in the Battle of Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have reached the high water mark of this revolt, and that was in CHOP.
Mm-hmm.
When CHOP was put in place and the anarchists got control, we had a situation where the American people, by and large, had capitulated to the arrogance of the radicals and the Antifa and Black Lives Matters. But when the governor and the mayor of Seattle basically supported them against the police, then when within 10 days after this constabulary was established, we had the first murders.
Yeah.
And the mayor had to take a different act and had to come in and have it taken down.
Mm-hmm. We had murders, we had apes, we had abuse that was going on. So, yes, it was absolutely pernicious, no doubt.
And so what happened is that when the Democrats had to go in and destroy it, to knock it down, they were also knocking down the momentum that they had established over the previous several weeks. And I think that's what's happening, is the momentum. I mean, the momentum is going away because more and more Americans are beginning to stand up and say, this is not what I want.
Will the unintended consequence, Dan, for them be that there's going to be a lot of these no-go zones that we have? Yes, we have no-go zones here in America. Are they going to topple as well? Because America says, hey, look at hell no. We've had enough of this stuff. You know, what happened with Occupy Wall Street, what happened there in Seattle, almost happened in Portland. This is unacceptable. This cannot happen, whether it's there, because after everything is all said and done, this is the United States of America, is it still not?
Yeah, and I think that what's happening is that with the speech that he made at Mount Rushmore and the speech he made on the mall,
We got to go to break. We got more from
Dan. You know, health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dan Perkins, nationally recognized policy and energy expert. Dan, we were talking off air. Of course, our hearts connected with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, which you founded. And one of the benefits of Songs and Stories is, you know, people have been donating, and we're so grateful for their contributions to that end. But we're able to, to give soldiers, you know, vets, MP3 players that are loaded with songs and stories, and it's just been a powerful device to help our vets deal with PTSD. And when we still consider the numbers of veterans at about 22 suicides a day, and I got to imagine in the midst of COVID-19, we haven't received updated numbers, but I got to imagine those numbers are increasing, not only amongst amongst vets, but, you know, citizens. And you mentioned especially senior citizens. I mean, what hope do they have? I mean, they're disconnected from family. I mean, you see video and pictures, online or on TV of grandkids, you know, coming by the house and waving at a distance. And you can appreciate, and you can see the appreciation on the grandparents' face, but also you can see the heartache that is felt by these grandparents that just... they just want to be able to go and hug their children, you know?
Right. And in the case of our veterans, they're in facilities, that you can't drive by and wave them because they're in a hospital setting, mm-hmm. and family members are not allowed to go into the hospital to visit them. Mm-hmm. And so we've been getting in numerous calls, and I was just telling you the break. We got a call from Houston, VA facility in Houston, begging us for another 100 players to give to veterans because the depression is so high when these people are isolated. Mm-hmm. And it's true whether they're veterans or not, but veterans especially, because they're in facilities, they have to, and they have been in there for some period of time, and they can talk to their family members on the phone. Mm-hmm. But it's not, as you said, not like even when you drive by, you get a chance to physically see them and wave at them. But when you're in a veterans facility, nobody can walk in the door. And so you're alone. And every day that goes by, the depression increases, And what the doctors are telling us is that the extended depression and the extended depression stay is turning into advanced cases of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, understood. And that's the thing, you know, when you have a chance to talk with family, that might be for, you know, 20, 30 minutes if you're fortunate, but it's all the other hours of the day that you're left alone.
Yeah.
And this is where that MP3 player is so promising and so dynamic in helping the soldiers. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would say to you, we need all hands on deck here. If you can, go to the website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.com, right? Songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a donate button. Support the cause here because we need some more MP3 players, lots of MP3 players to handle the need.
Yes.
This is just one story right now. We're talking in Houston, but there's other veteran facilities across the country that they need these MP3 players, and you could help us out and serve our vets and thank them for their service in a very literal sort of way here and save their lives.
Absolutely.
Because you know for those of us who right now, I mean, I think we're all in various levels of strain in dealing with this lockdown and varying degrees of COVID-19. You know, we're having our own challenges, but you imagine what these soldiers are having to deal with. As Dan said, they're locked down. I mean, they're behind solid walls. There's no touch. There's no family connection other than maybe a phone call, or maybe they get a chance to do some FaceTime video wise, which I'm sure is a blessing for them. But, you know, like I said, that's, you know, those 20 minutes go by pretty quick. And then you got the rest of the day to deal with. And then tomorrow on top of that, and you're left with your depressive thoughts. I mean, this is a tough, tough battle that we're in right now. But this is how we can all help and serve one another in the grand scheme in combating COVID-19. Right, Dan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And thank you for that. Your personal support as an ambassador. And I just, I can't express gratitude enough for the people that who have contributed over the years. We've distributed over 19,000 players in over 130 facilities.
Wow.
And the need is even greater because of what we just talked about.
Exactly.
So anybody that can help a soldier, you can do it for $10. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, and as you said, go to the donate button and see if you can help us get some more players.
Well, you know, Dan, I want to get back on point.
Sure.
And just in terms of, you know, what we're dealing with right now, and it really bothers me to call out a particular party, but sometimes you have to. And, you know, even my friends and family have said, Bill, you're so hard on the Democrats. And I'm going, I can't help but be, because here it is. We're dealing, from a standpoint, we're dealing with a national crisis. And where are the Democrats with solutions? I mean, you know, as I wrote, can, you know, someone get a memo to the Democrats who seem to be all stuck in their bunkers these days? You know, we're under attack. America is under attack from COVID, domestic terrorism, outright anarchy. And the Democrats seem to be collusive and joined at the hip with these anarchists and all these things that are attacking America right now, and they're saying nothing. And when I say Democrats, it's not only Democrats. I mean, because there are some establishment Republicans, too. You're starting to see them be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You got the traditionalists on the Beltway, the deep state, if you want to refer to them as that way, and the mainstream media. I mean, look at, they're pigpiling on us, and if we do not fight back, if we do not take a stand for the truth and for liberty and life and the pursuit of happiness, who is going to do this? I mean, you think Joe Biden's going to come out of the bunker? I mean, he's the guy that got us in a lot of trouble anyway. And when you look with a lot of the China problems, all you have to do is go, you don't have to go too far beyond Joe Biden and his family, do you?
No, you don't. In fact, there was more information coming about what the Obama administration was doing to sabotage the transition team and the beginning of the Trump presidency, and Biden is in the thick of it, and as is Obama. And I've said to you, I believe before this is all said and done, a grand jury is going to indict the former president of the United States and perhaps the former vice president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling to me that the positions that the Democratic Party, the far left, the communist and the anarchist in the Democratic Party are taking, and the support that they're getting from the mainstream media for their position. And yet it is far, far from the reality of what the American people think, and that the news media is trying to manipulate the American people to support this radical agenda. We saw yesterday the interview with the woman who's supposedly in charge of Black Lives Matter in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We've got a 5-year plan how we get rid of all policing.
Yeah, that's their typical deal. It's always a 5-year plan. Go back with the communists. The communists, you go back to their manifesto, everything. It's always a 5-year plan. That is consistent. So just to point that out, that should be a flag for you to know that this is not, this is only nefarious. There's no, benign issue here, okay? They're after this country. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And I think that the president's speech in Mount Rushmore and then on the Mall was in fact a turning point. And what the president addressed what I believe are the three most important things that the vast majority of Americans want. They want peace, they want opportunity, and they want protection.
Yes.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And that's what the president's talking about. Peace, opportunity, and protection.
Let me ask you this. Did they get this under 8 years of Obama? Did they get any one of those three under Obama?
No.
Right. Okay.
But that doesn't count. It's like, Don't deal with what I did in the past. There's the dichotomy, Bill. You've hit the nail on the head. It's okay for Black lives to tear down statues based on what somebody thought or did 150 years ago, but we don't hold Barack Obama or Joe Biden accountable for their inaction than 8 years ago.
No, we're going to elect him to be president, and then the other sweet, cherry on the cake. Let's have him appoint Susan Rice as his vice president. Are you kidding me? I mean, after what she did in misrepresenting us in dealing with Benghazi, we're going to have her be the vice president of the United States?
I can't imagine, but. It's not unusual that the left will surprise us. Biden's got himself backed into a corner, and I gave him an out. He's backed into the corner. He says he's going to have a woman for vice president. That's been tried twice before. Mm-hmm. Try and save a campaign. That didn't work. So he's going to double down and say, I want a black woman as vice president. Now, he's not saying that. Other black women are saying that. But I still don't think putting a black woman on the ticket is going to save his campaign.
Well, look what happened, or what's happening in Black America. Yes, Black Lives Matter and all this stuff, but there are many reasonable people of color who have been served well in 3.5 years of the Trump administration, no thanks to the Democratic Party, and they're getting it. I mean, what's his name? May want to be president, running for president. Suddenly he's abandoned the Trump ship. Kanye West. Yes, thank you. The fact of the matter is that real change, whether it's been on social justice, people making more money in black cities, black American cities, Donald Trump has served them well. Promises made, promises kept, right?
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.